Welcome to Mistropolis, where we gather, talk about crimes, conspiracies, mysteries, and all that jazz. I'm a true crime fan. If you're a fangirl or a fanboy obsessing over true crime, come on in. I was waiting for you. Hello, hi, welcome to the gathering. Before I get into the killer ghost ladies around the world, please take a moment to subscribe and like. Also share with someone who is deep into mysteries just like you and I. Today I have a list of ladies that made me jump out of my skin. And as I'm recording this, it's raining cats and dog outside. It's adding to the mix of all the horrifying things I'm already imagining in my head. Let's just go through this. So first on the list is Pontai Neck. Pontai Neck is a malicious, flesh-eating female vampire in Indonesia and Malaysian folklore. The figure resembles that of a spirit of a woman and usually takes form of a human being, especially of a young, beautiful woman. It is said that these spirits are of a woman who have died at childbirth and wandering the earth. She is said to be pale-skinned and has long black hairs. Her presence is announced by a high-pitched baby cries or feminine laughter. If these sounds are low, it means she is nearby. And if it's loud, it means she is far away. It's her way of deceiving people. Her presence can also be felt by the strong fragrance of flowers, followed by a stench of decaying corpse. Number 2. Ma Fei Hua, also known as the Yellow Ribbon Lady. She is believed to be the guardian spirit of the graveyards and cemeteries in Myanmar. At midnight, she walks the town with a casket looking for houses. She will stop and put down the casket at the doorstep for the child in the house. After that, the child in the house will soon sicken and die. Parents usually put up a sign in front of the door that says, "Baby's flesh is bitter and dog's flesh is sweet." Number 3, we have Aisha Khandisha from Morocco. Aisha Khandisha is a female mythological figure, typically of a beautiful woman with hoofed feet similar to that of a goat and camels. She lives near water bodies and prey on young men passing by. Enchanted by her beauty, they fall for her and often kill themselves in madness. It is said that during the Portuguese and Moroccan War, Aisha Khandisha seduced and lured Portuguese soldiers away from the battlefield or left them paralyzed to be killed by the Moroccan army. For number 4 on the list, we have to go to Egypt. Al-Nadaha, also known as the Caller, is a spirit of a woman that walks by the lush green fields. She calls the passers by their names in the sweetest voice. People are drawn and captivated by her beautiful voice, and they follow her to the unknown places, where she reveals herself and kills them. People disappear with no traces and are never found again. Number 5. According to the legends of Ecuadorian popular beliefs, La Dama Tabeda, also known as the Face-Covered Lady, appears in midnight to drunk men in crowded streets and alleys. She is said to be well-dressed. Her face is always covered with a veil. She smells divine, full of seductive fragrance. She signals men to follow her and she walks fast. Men have trouble keeping with her. She lures them to remote places. Once they get hold of her, they uncover her veil, only to find rotting flesh and nauseating smell. She leaves with their soul. There are stories of her victim found dead with strange foam in their mouth. Few survivors claim that she is still seen in the streets at midnight. Number 6. The Legend of Bloody Mary, USA. It is said that Bloody Mary appears in the mirror if her name is chanted for a number of times. Historically, the ritual required a young woman to walk up a flight of stairs backwards holding a candle and a hand mirror in a darkened house. After chanting Bloody Mary's name and requesting her presence, the young woman would see the reflection of a future husband. But if woman sees a skull or a grim reaper, it is said that the woman would die before getting married. The modern day Bloody Mary ritual is done by repeatedly chanting her name into a mirror placed in a dimly lit or candlelit room. The Bloody Mary allegedly appears as a corpse, witch, or a ghost, or can be friendly or even evil, and sometimes seen in covered with blood. Some variation of the ritual calls Bloody Mary by different names, Hail Mary, H-E-L-L, or Mary Worth. Number 7. Shakchuni. Found in Bangladesh and East India. Shakchuni are ghosts of married women who are often spotted clad in red and white saris, the traditional wraparound dress, and beautiful shell and coral bangles. They reside in trees by the ponds in the villages, and if they spot rich married women nearby, they possess these women so that they get to relive their married days once more with the possessed woman's husband. Number 8. Sri Lankan Mysterious Woman. Mohini is a young, beautiful, mysterious woman dressed in white. She always carries a baby and is found wandering in isolated areas in Sri Lanka. She approaches young men walking alone at night. While cradling the baby in her arms, she would try to tie her loose garment and then would beg the travelers to hold the infant while she tightens the garment. The moment man agrees and holds the baby, she and the baby disappears in the thin air. The frightened victim soon develops a high fever and go mad before dying an untimely death. And number 9. Tale of La Llorona, famous in Mexico, Central and South America. La Llorona, the wailing woman or the crier, is a tale of a woman named Maria, who married a rich man and together they had two children. The husband adored their children but was aloof from his wife. He soon left her for another woman. This enraged Maria. In jealousy and rage, she drowned her children in the river, but soon regretted it. With nothing more to live for, she killed herself too. But when she arrived at the heaven's gate, she was denied entry, banished back to purgatory on earth until she could find her lost children. The legend says she is found floating in her white funeral gown, weeping as she searches for her lost children. Some versions of the story says that La Llorona also kidnaps and attacks children in frustration. In Mexico, it is said that one can contact La Llorona by lighting red candles in a room with walls covered in mirrors. If one chants her name while lighting the candles, she will likely appear. There have been several stories of encounter with La Llorona near water bodies. I hope you have a good day and a lot to think about. Thank you so much for being here.